Bo Bishop, James Laurinaitis here with you on The Fan. Time to head out on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Antonio Morales covers the USC beat for The Athletic. Antonio, we're going through every division in college football here post-spring in a world in which we actually have football in the fall. So trying to have a little bit of fun through all of this. And we get to the Pac-12 South and we say, boy, what the heck happened to USC? And we can look at recruiting, we can see it, and we can look at what happened with the Reggie Bush fallout with the scholarship restrictions, and there's makes some sense there. But Clay Helton coming back and in terms of where the program is now, how do you make sense of it?
Obviously, the Clay Helton decision was unpopular among USC's fan base. The administration since then has been basically just trying to support him in any way they can and bringing like added resources, whether it's more money for the coaching staff and the assistants surrounding him. I think they upgraded the staff, this off season, and they're trying to devote more resources into the recruiting staff, and that's been paying off so far. Their recruiting class right now is number 5 in the country for 2021. Last year they finished 55th, so it's been a significant kind of resurgence so far this spring, and I think the fans are optimistic again. But they still have doubts, obviously, about Clay Helton.
Antonio, I mean, when I was back in high school and then obviously when I was in college from 05 to 08, USC was the program. It was the cool spot to go. It was, it was Miami, and talk about proximity to talent and just winning championships and just the amount of charisma and just swag that university had was unbelievable. How far away do you feel the program is to getting back to the likes of that, where it is the roster looks like an Ohio State or a Clemson or an Alabama, use whatever team you want, but one of those consistently top 4 or 5 schools in the country?
I think they're going to have to kind of develop. They're going to have to develop and recruit the lines better. I think the skill players are really good. They don't have the depth, obviously, that they used to have back in the day. In the Pete Carroll era, the skill players, the quarterbacks and stuff, they're still talented. But where I think they're the furthest away is the line of scrimmage. They'll have good players, but they don't have them in the numbers that they used to back when Pete Carroll was there. And the offensive line, you guys saw when Ohio State played them in the Cotton Bowl a couple of years ago, and Ohio State just dominated the line of scrimmage and was getting to Sam Darnold all the time. That's kind of been a constant issue in USC's big games. The offensive line hasn't held up well. I think everywhere they're kind of, set and good in terms of skill. I think the offensive line is kind of an area where they need to improve. I think they're trying to do that, but they're still kind of in the process of working on that.
Antonio Morales joins us, covers USC for The Athletic. As we take a look at the Pac-12 South, James and I kind of think the USC problems could be fixed. Like if they were to hire James Franklin or if they were to get Urban Meyer, I think they could fix it in a second. Let's go across town and let's talk about UCLA and Chip Kelly, because that is one that when that hire happened, I thought, boy, him going back out west, that should lead to immediate results. It hasn't happened. And he, from our vantage point, Claire, out here, seems like he's at best disinterested in even having the job. You're in town. What do you make of what's happened with Chip Kelly and UCLA?
Yeah, it's been a weird couple of seasons, obviously. The recruiting hasn't been great. I don't think he's had a top 25 class. I think this past one finished around 30, 31. And people, obviously, Chip's always been really selective in recruiting. And people thought when he came, like, oh, that's a brand name. Like, the recruiting's going to pick up. But it hasn't. And, that's one area where you say, is he really interested in the job? And then when they play like they did last year, especially defensively, they're terrible. And they didn't make any really, significant changes to the coaching staff. And, it's just been a kind of puzzling couple of years. There's been some bright moments. You guys saw that crazy Washington State game last year where, they rally miraculously and then come back and win. But there's been a lot of underwhelming times too. So it's just kind of been a puzzling couple of years, and people are wondering, you know, how long can he really last, and how long, you know, will the university go on, you know, paying him and stuff like that. But obviously COVID and stuff kind of, and the same kind of goes for Clay Helton. Will it be, you know, harder to move on from those guys now that, you know, these athletic departments might be, you know, shorter on budgets?
I want to go up to Utah, and Kyle Whittingham has done a really nice job. They've been a consistent program. I thought they were going to get over the hump last year and get to the college football playoff, but they got to replace quarterback, running back, a ton of defensive talent. Do you think Utah can compete again this year for the Pac-12 South, especially when I'm sure they were banking on a spring season where they need to put a lot of new players in starting roles, and they didn't have that with this COVID stuff going on. But can Utah compete in the South again this fall?
Yeah, I think they'll be in the mix. I don't view them as the overwhelming favorite they were last year. I think I picked them to win the conference last year just because, you know, how good they were to finish 2018. Obviously, they're breaking in a new quarterback with Jake Bentley, the transfer from South Carolina, who should have some potential. But they have some good backup running backs last year. Jordan Wilmore, he was a USC commit at one time, and he showed some promise backing up Zach Moss last year. I think their biggest weakness last year, to me, watching them play, was their offensive line, which you don't usually say for Utah because they're a big physical team, but they were young on the line last year, and that line kind of got exposed against USC, Oregon, and Texas. So they could have used the spring. And obviously the defense, which they're going to have a bunch of guys drafted this week from the secondary and from the defensive line, that probably could have used a spring too. So like you said, you know, those are 15 practices that they really could have used. And they're going to be breaking in a lot of new faces. Bradley Anae was one of the premier pass rushers in the Pac-12, and Jalen Johnson, the cornerback, might go in the first round. So there's a lot of stuff they have to replace on both sides of the ball. So I think they'll be in the mix still. I think Kyle Whittingham's a great coach. So I don't think they'll be down and out, but I just don't see them as the overwhelming favorite they were last year.
Antonio, this was great, man. Thank you for your time. We appreciate you getting up early for us.
No problem. Thanks, guys.